Relevant content for our members, by our members. This is TMC Connect.
Hi, and welcome to TMC Connect. My name is Toni Bramley, and I'm the Director of Business Development here at the Mortgage Collaborative. We are so thankful that you guys are with us today, and we are super excited to announce our new trading platform, TMC CapTrader. It's brought to us by our newest partner, our newest preferred partner, Blue Water Financial Technologies and Solutions. And with us today, we have the whole Blue Water team that's going to be talking about and showing us the new trading platform. I want to introduce Al Qureshi, who is the president of Blue Water. Hey, Al, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing really well. I am going to just real quick let you guys know a couple of items. You are on mute because this is set up as a webinar. So please, we do want this to be engaging. So drop your comments or your questions into the chat or the Q&A, and we will be addressing those at the end of the presentation. And there'll be a follow-up email that comes out with the recording of this session, as well as we have another session available for anyone who was not able to attend, and we'll drop that link in the chat as well. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Al and let him introduce his team.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. We're really, really excited to be joining our partner, Mortgage Collaborative, in this very exciting TMC CapTrader offering. We put a lot of work into it with our partner. We're really excited to move this forward with you. The functionality we're going to be walking through today includes the commitment and pricing of whole loans, co-issue MSR, and a really exciting seasoned MSR evaluation tool. That's on the first piece. The second piece is transfer and the ability to, once you've priced and transacted a whole loan or MSR, is to move that asset from your ecosystem into our TMC ecosystem. We're really, really excited to show this to you. Looking forward to your questions and your engagement. Without any further ado, Josh Freivogel, it's all you. You're on mute, Josh.
Thank you. Thank you, Al. TMC members, we're really excited to be talking to you today. This is your platform. We've taken our years of experience and assembled the functionality that TMC has shared with us that we think would be particularly valuable to you. And so, as Al mentioned, whole loan, co-issue MSR, real-time seasoned evaluations, which is something you've never seen before, and also fully digital transfer. Now I want to introduce Joseph Looney. He's the head of our correspondent services and the product owner for the whole loan features.
Hey, everyone. Nice to meet you and nice to be here today. So today I'm going to walk you through our whole loan trading aspect of your platform. And so, you know, what I want to be apparent here is the ease of what we're trying to go through here. You're going to see it across the board through all the our different offerings. And so, you know, you will have a tape, a format that's familiar to you, and you're looking at the quick price element here. And when you have that tape that's familiar to you, we're able to crack it into whatever you need, and you're able to drop it here in this quick price element. And what this is doing is going through all the investors you've been set up with that we have offered here on the platform and delivering the best price for every loan that you have to sell. And so once you've priced it, as easy as that, drag and drop, you're able to see the loan tape that you have. You're able to see all the information related to it, and you're able to download on a loan level the pricing related to that specific tape that you have. Again, it's drag and drop to get the best price for any one of your loans that you send through our system. And here you'll be able to see the pricing, you know, the pricing at the loan level comes back up, and you're able to take any loans that you want. So all of them, we hope, but if not, you select the ones that have the best price for you if you're running your own analysis, and you're able to commit them back into the platform here quickly and easily. and that assigns them back to whoever won that specific loan, and you're able to continue on your day. Later in the setup, you're going to see, you know, what happens post commit. I'm kind of foreshadowing here for Brian and all these different parts, but we have additional elements to help with all of those. And so, yeah, you can see here the confirmed tape, all of the information related to the things that's shown back to you. You'll receive confirmation emails and everything else to make sure that the transaction has gone smoothly and is allocated correctly. And so, you know, that's the core basis for the whole loan trading aspect of this. With that, you'll see a lot of these core elements repeat themselves through MSR. And I'll turn this back over to Josh now to continue down that path.
Thank you, Joseph. So that was whole loan price and commit, right? Where agency execution may not always be your best ex. For a deeper dives into each of the workflows we're going to be showing you, we're going to follow up with quick resource guides that show the steps for doing each of these workflows step by step. We also have a video that you can see. You may have already seen it on the TMC website. And so now I want to move to co-issue MSR. And very similar to the whole loan workflow, we will have already cracked your tape as part of onboarding, right? So whatever you use to get bids today, you'll just use that same tape and we'll make sure it's mapped to our format so that you can upload it every day. And you'll just, again, drag and drop the tape here. Get the pricing, open that up. And Joseph, let me know, does this show the file or am I still showing the browser?
Yep, I see the TMC co-issue tape down at the bottom. It does show the file.
Okay, but as I open up that file, I guess you can't see that. Let me stop sharing. And this is what the Lockheed file looks like. So if you're set up for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you'll have different agency remit eligibilities. And for the same loan, there may be more than one price you could receive depending on that agency remit combination. All you need to do here is select which agency remit you're looking for and just remove the others from the tape. So let's say all of these are going to be committed Fannie actual. That's right. And then I will go back to the browser. And drag and drop that. You'll get a confirmation window showing you the loan count and some summary details. Yes, that looks good. Click confirm. And loan successfully committed. And then you can go to the dashboard and just review all of the loans that you have committed and do additional research that way. This was the platform version. There's also a way, if you have a hedge advisor and you want to have that hedge advisor send in tapes, we are integrated with a number of them. And I'm sure we've already cracked your tape in that case. In which case, we'll give them a specific email address and they can email the tape in just like they do with everyone else. And prices go back to them automatically, as well as to a distribution list that you give us. So anyone you want to get pricing emails automatically when you price things, we can set that up for you as well. Moving on to seasoned. Getting a valuation on seasoned MSR is traditionally an expensive process. It can take weeks of time, thousands of dollars. What we have here is a way for you to upload a tape and get a valuation in real time. So again, this is a upload here. We'll have takes your raw native format, the tape that you're already using, we've cracked it to our system. And this is relatively big tape, I believe about 7,000 loans. It will take maybe 20 seconds to get from my browser to the server, but then just another 20 seconds or so to complete the valuation process. Currently, you are probably getting valuations monthly or quarterly. This is a way for you to upload a tape on a daily basis. You can upload a tape 10 times a day. It doesn't cost anything to run this process. So here we're already done, 7,624 loans. And you'll see in red below, 457 loans were excluded. That could be because you know, the FICO is below a certain threshold, or the LTV is too high, or it's, the loan is too delinquent. Any number of reasons why a loan might be excluded. But the investor will put a price on every single loan. And so for the total valuation, you can see the principal, loan count, price, mult, market value. We scroll down, you can see a portfolio summary really quick of agency by term. So the Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie Mae, 15-year and 30-year. But then next to the total valuation, you also see committable valuation. And this is an industry first. Right? These are live committable pricing. They're marked to market. They're not theoretical. So in real time, you've uploaded a tape and you can see what that tape is worth to investors right now, marked to market. Also, we can download a comprehensive stratification report that breaks down pricing and market value by basically every attribute that impacts pricing. So think balance, FICO, LTV, geography, you name it. And that's detailed. It's in more detail in our quick resource guide. And we're happy to share those reports with you too. But in the interest of time, we'll just continue. I'll hit commit. And this says, you know, because some of the loans were excluded, it's not the total portfolio, but yes, I agree. And yes, the details are correct. And then this process takes another 10 seconds or so. $7,000 loans is a relatively big tip, and we're successful. So now we can come back here. The blue button says that these loans have committed, been committed. The red button with nothing in the committable account says that those loans were excluded. So between the government and conventional loans that got excluded, we created new tips for those. And then you can take those and rerun them again, or run them elsewhere, et cetera. And that is seasoned valuations, price and commit in real time. Now I'd like to turn it over to Brian Agri. He's the head of transfer and the product owner for Super Transfer. Brian, over to you.
Thank you, Josh. So this comes into play after a loan has been committed, and it's time to transfer loans to the new buyer. With the number of counterparties on the platform, there are a lot of sellers selling loans to a lot of buyers. We want to put something in place where the seller could provide loans in their native format. So get rid of any of the customization needed for the end buyer. And then taking those data tapes, taking those images, normalizing them and standardizing them, and then working with our end buyers to map into their end format. So with each of the sellers on the platform, we give the ability to upload a loan package, and they can happen in a number of ways. The first is, as you see here, there is a drag and drop UI where you can do a secure upload within the platform. So zipping up that loan package. We also support SFTP. So we'll work with each of our sellers to set up a secure transfer site where you can upload documents to kick off the process. And we also have integrations with a couple of LOS systems, where from Encompass or LendingQB, you can kick off the transfer directly within there. So what we do is we take your data tape in your format, and then we take your images. Typically what we receive is a blob PDF. So all of the images in a PDF file, not necessarily indexed. And we will go through and index that PDF document and break it out into individual 1003, 1008, initial loan estimates, final closing disclosures, notes, security instrument. And from there, we extract the data points needed to build that loan boarding file and do the doc and do a couple of things, do doc data comparisons, as well as validating a number of illogical condition checks. So everything needed to support the end buyer's boarding file format. And we run a number of QC checks against that. So validating that all of the borrower information is present, checking investor eligibility, making sure LTVs and DTIs are within the appropriate range, making sure if it's an escrow loan, the escrow lines are present. And then we also validate loan documents received. So we maintain for each of our investors, as well as the different loan programs, a list of required documents. So if anything is missing in the portfolio, we make a missing documents UI available. So you can go through and see which values are present for a loan. And you can upload a missing document here. Now, again, uploading here will not automatically clear it. It's still going to go through a process of validating, is it truly a flood disclosure? And is it for the property tied to this loan number? Any exceptions that kick out from our process, we do display in a portal where the sellers can view what is outstanding and what needs to be remediated. They can work either at the loan level, so they can click in to remediate and view all exceptions for a loan, which is broken out between critical exceptions and tier two, critical being ones that need to be remediated prior to settlement, and tier two where a comment can be provided to clear. For the exceptions, the sellers can either upload a missing document to resolve, or they can key in a value by loan, or they can download a loan list and do a mass update. End result, once all exceptions are cleared and documents are received, we provide a boarding file in the end investor's required format. So we work with them on their layout as well as their required enumerations. And we provide the image file to the end investor in their required format. So whether it's one PDF per loan, stacked in a specific order and bookmarked, or if it is individual PDFs in a specific naming convention. One exciting thing, or a very exciting thing, is recently this process has been certified by certain underwriters of Lloyd's of London. So we are able to offer an optional insurance wrapper around our process. And I'm actually going to kick that over to Arthur Priestin to provide a little more information on that.
There we go, unmute. Hi, everybody. Well, thanks for that, Brian. You know, one of the most important things about the Lloyd's of London policy that's been issued by certain underwriters is that it's very exceptional. Not many vendors are able to qualify for it. It took a number of months and study of the product. And essentially what it is a product that wraps around anything that is done by Blue Water. And if it results in any form of breach of rep and warrant, it's a covered event. Therefore, it's an all perils policy. Just want everybody to understand that not only is it an all perils policy for whatever work is done by Blue Water, but because it's insured under that policy, you can then bundle it with a per loan policy separate and distinct for rep and warrants unassociated with transfers throughout your origination process and at significantly reduced pricing. So I wanted everybody to appreciate the fact that not only has Blue Water made this available on an optional basis, but if you do insure it, then the other bundles are available to you. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Arthur. Josh, I'll kick it back to you.
Thanks, Brian. And that is your new TMC portal. I also wanted to highlight our product support professionals, Matt Hawkinson and Mark Castaneda. You know, the team will take your questions, issues with a sense of urgency. It's really important to us. And of course, you know, your feedback is critical to our mission of making sure you've got the best possible tools to make your workflows the most efficient, see the most liquidity, and be as productive as you can be. So we're really excited at the opportunity to work with the Mortgage Collaborative. As the next step in the onboarding process, we will reach out to you based on your registration for this webinar and help you take the next steps for, you know, cracking your tape and getting onboarded onto the system. Again, I think I can put in the chat our support email, and you can start using this directly. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, during this webinar, please keep using the chat here for questions.
We'll also follow up email as well, Josh, so that it all goes back to everyone who's on the call.
Great. And so then we'd like to open up for Q&A. And I see some questions are already being answered. For seasoned loans, before we commit, is there a way to see who we execute? Yes, absolutely.
We also have, who is the end buyer and how will we know? In addition, how will we know what the agreement between us and the buyer, EPO periods, EPD periods, other language, et cetera?
So as part of the onboarding process, there will be a PSA agreement, and you'll agree to those terms at that time. So you'll know who the buyers are, et cetera.
Any other questions for the panel? Once they reach out to you, what will be the steps in getting them started with you guys?
So the first thing we'll do is we'll send a form that they'll fill out that will identify the principal at their company who's authorized to approve users on the platform. So that we make sure it stays secure and that the right people are pricing and committing, the right people have access to transfer exceptions, remediation, et cetera. We will also ask for them to send us a tape that we can crack for whole loan, co-issue, seasoned. The buyer relationship process as well.
Cool, thank you. Any other questions for the group? We really appreciate you guys taking the time. We're super excited. One of our core values with the Mortgage Collaborative is to level the playing field for that, smaller to mid-market lender. And we feel that, the TMC CapTrader is really going to be able to allow us to do that, allow the Mortgage Collaborative lender members to leverage those tools to allow for productivity and efficiency. Got another question. What if the TMC member is interested in buying loans on the platform? Do we want to tell them who to reach out to?
Right. So they reach out to us. We can help set them up. We'll host your pricing. We have, as part of the season pricing in particular, we have a patent pending technology that makes this possible, where we can replicate your pricing typically within a basis point of where you would book it internally after running it through your extensive valuation model. So we'd be very excited to help anyone interested in being a buyer on the platform as well.
Excellent. And then, do you have any HELOC or second mortgage outlets?
HELOC is coming. Seconds, I'm going to defer to Brian.
Yeah, so we do have a conduit for seconds. We do also have buyers that are interested in HELOC. So that's certainly someone we could help arrange.
Right. And one exciting thing that I'd certainly like to mention that isn't on this presentation, is forthcoming, and I know that Arthur and the team from TMC are just as excited as we are, is post-close quality control, and we'll be rolling that out in the coming weeks through TMC. It'll be available on your TMC CapTrader drop-down menu. So
really, really excited. Things coming forward. And stay tuned on quality control. That too will be insured. Super exciting stuff.
Thanks so much for that, Al. Another question, is there an age limit on seasoned loans?
Investors have different exclusions. We haven't seen an exclusion on age so far that I can recall. So I'm going to go ahead and say typically no, there is no age limit.
I think it's important to note, too, that on transfers, retroactive coverage is available outside of the platform, but only if you're using the platform in transfer. So if the diligence is done by Blue Water loans that may be 2 years old, 3 years old on MSRs or a whole loan can be covered for rep and warranty breaches.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, as a reminder, there will be a follow-up email that comes out to everybody that's on the call. So please watch out for that. There'll be a link for the video as well as additional information and the contact information for the Blue Water team. We also have another kind of second session of the encore presentation for the TMC Cap Trader. And it will be on the 25th. I did drop the link there. So if you've got some peers that weren't able to join us today, please feel free to have them join us at that time. Excellent. All right. Well, any further comments from the team?
Great.
Awesome. Excellent. Appreciate you guys very much. Appreciate everybody stopping by today. Thank you very much. Super excited about this new venture in order to allow us to let our lenders be more competitive in their space. So thank you very much for that. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
For more information about how you can get involved with TMC Connect and witness the power of the network firsthand, please visit us at mortgagecollaborative.com.